ఇట్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ ఫర్ చిత్రగుప్త. నయంతి నరకం నూనం మాత్మానో మానవాన్ హతః. ద ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్ వాట్ పంచాధ్యాయి సేజ్ ఈజ్ దట్ ద ఆత్మ which is killed goes to hell and the content atmas attain the divine loka. This is what we have to understand. What are you understanding? That which kills the atma goes to hell and those content atmas attain the divine loka. This is the entire process and methods of karma. This is two things which you have to understand. A killed atma and the other is a content atma. These are the two words on which the entire process of karma based upon it. Now, if we want to understand, we have to understand between heaven and hell, and how you can understand the various levels of consciousness when you are thinking about hell and heaven. You have to understand a very, very important word which we use in our Puranas, namely the Chitragupta, who is our main thing, contains all our actions in the Yamaloka. Therefore, when you think about Chitragupta in the Puranas, or generally what people think about Chitragupta, naturally I think he will have any time to do anything except writing everything. Light from your birth till to your death, and throughout the hour of your lay, every thought, every action, everything he has to take and scribble over it. But the real Chitragupta is your own brain. It is the brain which automatically stores every action and thoughts which we every moment use. You can just think like the your subtle mind is like a gramophone record. In a gramophone record, you will just see few very invisible corrected lines, as if it looks as if it has been scribbled somewhere. But actually what it is putting there, it is putting a beautiful sound, and God only knows how many musical instruments, just few lines which we don't understand what it is. But once it starts moving, you will have the sound, the music, the orchestra, and the beautiful voice of the singer. So, your brain is something like Chitragupta. Just as in the graphophone, everything is recorded in simple lines and a very small place. But once it is expanded and comes off into work, it becomes too big. Something like that actually happens into your brain and mind. In your mind and your brain retorts every sound, every action into your brain and mind. And whenever it is recorded, You can take it again to kick it back. This is the real Chitragupta. And you have your own Chitragupta. And if you really understand the meaning, Chitragupta means the secret picture. Chitra Gupta. So that's your own thing, which is your real Chitragupta. It is neither says anything nor adds something or removes something out of it. It is as it is. So he is the most justified and impartial. It is as it is. So that is the real Chitragupta, which is our real consciousness, which is our real guide for our life. So if you can know your Chitragupta properly, you will be correctly understood, the correct judge of a particular incident or a thing that happened. This Chitragupta, that is what our Puranas talk about it. And we think that we read that there is not a possibility of Chitragupta anywhere in the Yamaloka. He is not there. It is your brain. You are a conscious. And each man has got his own Chitragupta. And that Chitragupta is completely impartial. 100% correctly sees what has happened, notes it. And it is put in your brains just like a line. He is a smart gramophone line, which if you know how to put a record on it, you can hear everything. He is both mind and brain. You call whatever you want. Chitta also puts its own Chitraloka. Your Ahankara also does the same Chitragupta. Your mind also puts the same thing. So you can say your mind, your chitta, whatever what we call the mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. This is the real Chitragloka. Very clear now? So the real Chitragupta is a completely impartial ability which makes you understand how you have to understand and result and take up the real process of living. That is the real Chitragupta. And all our Puranas always talked about this Chitragupta. And many people say it as your hands in your forehead. Or in your hands. You can read it. Because even your hands and your forehead, if you can know how to read that particular lines, the Hastarekha, you can find out your Chitralekha. So that is the definition of Chitralekha. Right? Now, what you can understand, your gray matter has in its own atoms this Chitragupta lines of what your good and bad actions. This has been explained in Puranas as the Chitragupta in the Yamaloka. And always you remember that Yamaloka means, we are not talking about any personality of Yama, but a Yama, the controller. Yama means Niyama, Yama. What is Yama? What are the five Yamas? Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha, Ahimsa. You know what it means. So, your Chitragupta in the Yamaloka, that means these five things which you have to tell about. how did you do with your ahimsa? This you can do it in three levels: physical, emotional and mental. Every time whenever you are doing some violence, it is puts its own karma line. The negative also, that which not did any hamsa, injury, ahimsa. Then asteya, you steal. What do you mean by that? That is yours. If you touch about it and take about it, it is thief. And it is also in the three levels: physical, emotional. And many times when we are talking in our jokes, when we talk about some examinations or results, generally we use it in a negative way. Then you are a steya, you have done that which is not happening. That Chitragupta puts a line there. Steya, asteya, yours and that which is not yours. So whenever you are not using yours and use others, it is asteya. So a negative joke is the asteya what the Chitragupta puts it there. And many times that is the general joke. So first is himsa, a physical injury. Asteya, something which is not right, but you are saying it right. That is asteya. Even a joke, the Chitragupta puts it. Very clear? And then a parigraha and a parigraha. Parigraha means you want something and put it yourself. How can you do that? Anything which you put in your bank is a parigraha. Then the more it grows, more crore, 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 crore things in the bank, it is a parigraha. You should not do that. So the entire banking system, according to Chitragupta, is a real hell, where your names and your forms and your passbooks, they are all parigraha. That is why Parampuja Gurudev always says, for only one day he lives, a Brahmin. I just can't tell you exactly, but even few years back also, there are a Brahmin families where they will nothing hand anything in their night after the death sloops, then when they sleep. They just don't know what they are going to eat. That is how our rishis used to have in our Gurukula. They don't know anything. Today, everything, they are finished. Tomorrow, we don't know from where it comes. It comes. Just as the Christ say, the sparrow, from where day it gets its food? We don't know, but it gets. And if those many birds and other animals can eat, and eat, why the human people think so much with their brains? So this is parigraha, aparigraha. So you are possess something, and the moment you possess something, it is gone. The Chitragupta puts it, yes, this is something wrong. Very clear now? These are the three things which we have to be very clear. Asteya, first is ahimsa, don't give any injury to others. Injury in all three levels: physical, emotional, mental. Ahimsa then, asteya, that is others, you want to have it. And then aparigraha, you want to collect. These are the negative points. The positive aspects of Chitragupta are satya, that is truth. Truth in three levels: physical, emotional and mental. And then brahmacharya means if you can know how to live with the actions of the Brahma. Unfortunately, many people think that brahmacharya is only about sex. It is something vast than sexualism. Brahma means the consciousness which is expanding. If you know the science, we know that every second the entire cosmos is 18 kilometers per second or something like that. It is expanding. Every second, going, 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 going. When this per second is going like that, we don't know from how many years, and still it is going on like that. That is Brahma. Brahma means expansion. And when that is moving like that, with that speed, you have to also move it according to it. Kriya, follow it. So if you, that is where what Arjuna was asked by Sri Krishna is to know brahmacharya. Why you want to kill your own grandfather? This one, this one, this one, this one, this one. According to general thing, they say it is wrong. But actually when the brahmacharya, expansion of the consciousness goes, naturally many things are gone. And that is exactly what Krishna said in the Ekadasha, that what you think they are going to die, they are already dead. It is only a question of expansion that is happening, and the moment it expands, it dies. And you are only just helping the process of expansion. Brahmacharya. Charya means action. Brahma means expansion. So that is the real brahmacharya. Do you know how, in which direction you have to expand? That is what the Chitragupta says. And says maybe the entire world thinks that things are going on against the sins. But if your brahmacharya is correct, the Chitragupta puts, that is why Mahabharata, Bhishma has to die on arrows. And Arjuna got the kingdom. That is exactly what Parampuja Gurudev also says. You try and understand what I am trying to tell you. In his last work, given in the four lines. First is?
You are all Devata.
Second?
I have kept the throne ready for you.
The throne is ready. Three?
I will look after all your difficulties and my tapas will solve them.
Fourth? To hell with your bags. If you go to other Babas and those people who don't know, you are gone and I can't help you.